Wild Plants and Flowers of Idaho by Julia Schatz, read by Adrian Vitullo. Chapter 1, Idaho State Flower. Idaho selected their state flower in 1931, shortly after becoming a state. They chose the Philadelphus Lewisi, which is named after Meriwether Lewis, the discoverer of the flower. The Philadelphus Lewisi is better known as the syringa flower. The syringa grows generously in the hills and mountains of Idaho's terrain. The syringa grows best in moist soil along rocky areas, dry ravines, and streams. The Boise National Forest is most abundant with the syringa flower along Idaho's rivers, simultaneously with the Chinook salmon's migrating season. The syringa flower is a woody shrub with clumps of scented white flowers that can grow as tall as 10 feet. Chapter 2. Poisonous. There are many wildflowers native to northern Idaho that brighten up a dirt path or side of the road during a leisure walk, but it is important to know the difference between the safe wildflowers and the poisonous wildflowers of Idaho. First off, we have the ranunculus, or buttercup flower, found in the Idaho Panhandle National Forest and many of the northwestern states. Although this flower looks dainty and inviting, be cautious. The buttercup, also known as the little leaf buttercup, is very poisonous. If you have ever walked through the woods or gone on a hiking path in Idaho, you have probably come across a plant called Urtica dioica, otherwise known as stinging nettles. This plant is known for its abundance in wet regions of Idaho's forests and for its memorable stinging that comes after touching the plant. Although the blooming flowers can be attractive in the sunlight, remember the poisonous sting that can come from them. The Tenacetum vulgare, or tansy, is one very common plant that can likely grow in your backyard. The tansy is a widespread, tall, aromatic herb that grows abundantly in the forests of Idaho. The tansy plant is poisonous to humans and animals, as the consumption of the plant can cause intestinal inflammations and even spasms and convulsions. Chapter 3. Non-poisonous. Amongst the poisonous plants in Idaho, there are many wildflowers that are both beautiful and safe for a bouquet in your living room. With a light pink and fuchsia flower, the Trifolium pratense most likely grows in many Idahoans' backyard. Referred to as cow grass at times, the red clover's flower, leaves, and stem are all edible. If you are relaxing outside and think you want a little snack or to try something new, pull the flowering leaves out of the plant and suck on the bottom. Native to 12 states, the serviceberry plant is common across the forest and foliage of the Idaho terrain. The serviceberry plant blooms earlier than most plants and provides the vast amount of food for other native animals. The serviceberry fruit and leaves are both edible to animals and humans. The fruit is close to what a huckleberry would look like and close in flavor as well. Life cycle of a plant. Flowering plant's life cycle. Seed formation, seeds, germination, growth, pollination. Glossary. Philadelphus lewisi, also known as the syringa, a deciduous shrub native to western North America. Chinook salmon. Largest species of Pacific salmon. They live in Idaho, Oregon, Washington, and other northern states. Shrub. Woody plant that is smaller than a tree and has several main stems. Ranunculus. Plant such as the buttercup with a yellow or white flower and lobed or toothed leaves. Urtica dioica, herbaceous perennial flowering plant native to Europe, Asia, and Western North America. Tenacetum vulgare, flowering plant of the aster family, which is native to Europe, Asia, and some western parts of North America. Trifolium pratense, species of flowering plant in the bean family that is native to Europe, Asia, Africa, and some western states of North America.